I want your clarification.
You better write about it to to Secretary Majlis-e-Ifta Rabwa. He will make research into the question. This is a question of jurisprudence. Once the ihram begins, then there is no problem in fact. Because even parda is not necessary during those times. They have very special air of sacredness. And it's a totally different atmosphere, or should be at least. So that is all right during that period. Everybody is in a different mood altogether. But from some other country to that place, that is the distance which you should keep in mind. Now, you should also keep in mind that according to the change time and the difference in the communication system and everything, ladies are permitted to travel alone, while not even a sister or a friend is with them. So when, for instance, ladies travel alone long distances, 12,000 miles or so by air, and no harm is considered about that, why should that objection be raised only when they are traveling towards Hajj? That is the main thing to be decided. So either you should stop ladies from traveling alone or in ordinary life. So why poor Hajj should be singled out for this purpose? So this is my general answer, but let them make a research and give you a definite answer.